the customs of a bas mitzvah. In this lesson, we'll review a checklist of customs that should be followed on the day of the bas mitzvah or in close proximity to the bas mitzvah, if not possible to be done on that day, as brought down in Svarim and in the talks and letters of the Rebbe. When a girl turns 12 years of age, she becomes biblically obligated in Torah and mitzvahs, as is a tradition from Moshe from Sinai, that is the age of chiyuv mitzvahs for girls. And that signifies the day of the completion of the entrance of her nefesh alikis, of her godly soul, into her body. As recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, Madura Basra, chapter 4, halacha 2. While in the past it was not customary to make a celebration, a meal, in honor of bas mitzvahs, today this has become the widespread custom, and the Rebbe and other halachic authorities have taken the approach that a celebratory meal and festivity should take place in honor of a bas mitzvah, although in a more modest manner than that of a bar mitzvah, as we explain in length in another lesson on this subject. The purpose of the meal being to encourage the bas mitzvah girl's commitment in Torah and mitzvahs and fear of heaven. The following are the customs associated with the day of the bas mitzvah, which are similar to the regular customs of a birthday. On the day of a bas mitzvah, a girl should distribute money to charity prior to davening shachris, and also in the afternoon prior to davening mincha. The parents and grandparents are likewise to distribute money to charity for the benefit of the bas mitzvah girl on that day. If this was not done on the day of the bas mitzvah, then should be done on any day afterwards when they remember. On several occasions, the Rebbe instructed to give charity in numerals of 18, although some were accustomed to give it in correspondence to their age, which is 13 coins to charity for a bas mitzvah girl. On the day of the bas mitzvah, the girl is to invest increased time and effort in prayers and in meditating on the greatness of the Creator. On the day of the bas mitzvah girl should increase in the recital of Tehillim and read at least one sefer of Tehillim that day. She should likewise study the kapitel Yud Gimel in Tehillim together with Pirush Rashi. And on that day and onward, she should begin reciting her new chapter of Tehillim, which is Yud Gimel, after davening. On the day of the bas mitzvah, a girl should study more Torah than usual, and it's recorded in the Kaf HaChaim that it's proper for her to study Mishnayos on this day, as Mishnayos corresponds to the word Neshama, which is commemorating the fact that the completion of the entrance of a Neshama into her body occurs on this day. On the day of the bas mitzvah, she should take upon herself a new act of hiddur, of piety, that is within her grasp, to be more scrupulous in observance of some particular area that she decides and desires to keep better. The Rebbe stated that it's proper for these resolutions to be said and taken in a public setting, thus making it more effective. It's a good idea for a bas mitzvah girl to choose a specific mitzvah to study in depth and choose to abide scrupulously by. She can share this mitzvah and its details with her friends and family during the celebration. Presents. It is proper for the parents to purchase their daughter a nice present in honor of her bas mitzvah to be presented to her at that time. Regarding the blessing of Shehecheyanu, it's proper for a girl when she turns 12 years old to recite a blessing of Shehecheyanu on a new fruit or garment. So it was recorded in the Ben Ish Chai and other Sfarim, and likewise in the talks of the Rebbe. Although the blessing of Baruch Shepatrani is recited by a father on the day of his son's bar mitzvah, it is not recited by a father on the day of his daughter's bas mitzvah. It's not recited even without Hashem's name, so we don't recite it at all. So is the conclusion of the Kaf HaChaim, the Ketzes HaShulchan, and others. On the day of the bas mitzvah, one is to reach out to his fellow Jews, teach them Torah in general, and Chassidus in a spirit of true Ahavas Yisrael. We will conclude with a letter of the Rebbe Rashab that he wrote on the occasion of his granddaughter Rebbe Tzimchai Mushka's bas mitzvah with a free translation. Start quote, "With joy and pleasure, we congratulate you on your 12th birthday up until 120 years. We bless you from the depths of the heart that you should be healthy and content for 120 years to the joy and gladness of your beloved parents and us all. Today, my beloved, you have become independent in your spiritual life. We give you as a present the Chamish Yichum Sheteira and wish you from the depths of our heart that all of your days you should fulfill with joy all of the holy commands found in it, and then the beloved God will guard and protect you. The Holy Torah will, God willing, protect you in your lengthy and great journey in your current world for all good spiritually and physically to no end. Congratulations from your beloved grandparents," end quote.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.